Good morning and thanks for joining us. It's 12:20 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Lucy Onaker. It's 7 degrees and mainly sunny outside our studios. Now here are the headlines. Terror suspect refuses to acknowledge Canadian system. Boston terror suspect mother speaks out. Former mayor of Montreal has his day in court and 25 die in Afghanistan. At a brief court appearance, one of the Via Rail terror suspects has refused to acknowledge the authority of the Canadian criminal system. Shahid refers to the criminal code as imperfect due to the fact that it is not what he calls a holy book, and therefore refuses its authenticity. He will stay in custody until next hearing, which is in May. Gerard Tremblay, former mayor of Montreal, is set to appear at court after a long-awaited trial. The former mayor has been accused of corruption, which led to his resignation from the position of mayor in last November. He has denied all allegations. Speaking from Russia during a news conference, one of the mothers of the Boston terror suspect says she wishes her and her family never came to America. She blames America for the loss of her kids and says her children were never involved in the Boston bombing. She expresses disappointment in the American system and most likely will not return to America. 25 died after a flood and earthquake erupted in northern Afghanistan Wednesday. Over 1,000 families have been displaced from their homes. And now over to sports. Surprise, surprise, the Toronto Blue Jays beat Baltimore Orioles 6-5. Their win came at the 11th inning. They play tonight against the New York Yankees. And of course, no surprise, Toronto Maple Leafs lost 5-2 against Tampa Bay Lightning last night. The Leafs will stay at the fifth place in the Eastern Conference. This will make them one spot shy of a home ice advantage. And now for local news. It's the time of year again, and spring training is in full swing. The Scarborough Stingers take it to the field, in an outdoor field that is, to get ready for their upcoming season. The new facility out of the park opened its doors in January, and the Stingers are just one of the teams that are taking advantage of the state-of-the-art facility. And as Observer News' Madeline McCallum reports, the Stingers are using the grounds to perfect their play.
The boys of summer take a crack at the bat during the weekly training session of the Scarborough Stingers AAA team. The Stingers recently started to work out at a new indoor baseball facility to get back into baseball shape. The new facility, out of the park, offers the Stingers a local space that has the room they need to practice their skills and get ready for the new season. Out of the park is a 14,000 square foot baseball facility, which has 50 foot ceilings, 4 batting tunnels, 3 pitching mounds, and a 6,000 square foot infield area, where teams can also work on some outfield drills. Out of the park owner, Ryan McBride, is excited about the new facility and all that it has to offer Scarborough baseball teams.
That's the nice thing about our facility. You don't have to choose. You can do anything you want. Basically, anything you can do outdoors, you can do at our facility because of the height and because of the size of ours. In other facilities, you're a little pigeonholed into what you can do. Some places, most, you can only work on hitting. You can't do a lot of defensive work, where ours, that's what really separates us. You can work on everything, so we're limitless in terms of what you can work on.
Scarborough Stingers coach Mike McCallum is enjoying the large space that Out of the Park offers the team, and the team makes sure they take full advantage of the space to perfect their baseball skills.
Early on, we worked on a lot of fielding drills and a lot of hitting drills, mostly just in the cage or off the tee for the hitting drills, some live pitching. We do a lot of infield work, a lot of ground balls. We use a lot of soft hands to work on our hands fielding a ball. We do a little outfield work, but mostly it's just working on getting the repetition down of fielding a ball and hitting a ball.
Out of the Park is a local facility for the Scarborough Stingers, which the team is happy about. McCallum said they no longer have to travel to Ajax on a weekly basis to practice, at a facility that only allowed them to work on their hitting. Madeline McCallum, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
Thanks, Madeline. And international sports news as well. Lance Armstrong is once again facing more lawsuits, and this comes from the U.S. justice system. Talk about troubles. Tuesday, the U.S. Justice Department stated that Armstrong violated his contract with the U.S. Postal Services during his Tour de France. They will be joining Whistleblower in their lawsuit. And now over to entertainment. We are about to learn more about the troubled life of late British star Amy Winehouse, who died at age 27 due to alcohol poisoning. The public watched her terrible struggle with substance abuse for many years. The documentary will show unseen footage of the artist. Director of award-winning film, Sena, will be the creator of the documentary. That's all for today. Please join us for more news at torontoobserver.ca. From all of us here at Observer Radio News, have a great day.